الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear yourself, Madani channel, once again, welcome. And there are countless virtues to send peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal writes the reward of one qirat for him. And one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, every episode, alhamdulillah, this episode also have a unique topic and is about the major sins. Major sins, inshallah, azza wa jal, our muballighin, mashallah, Bilal Madani, Ustad Tariq Madani and Hafiz Adil, mashallah, they will deliver their words of wisdom, inshallah. Azza wa jal, Adil bhai, khubsurat kalam bhi sunayenge. But major sins, this is our topic. And what are the major sins? Why we call these major sins? What are the consequences? What are the punishments of the major sins? Is one scenario here, the people don't consider sins as a sin. This is another problem. They think, oh no, it's very light. Ab ye light, ye jisko aap bilkul halka jaan rahe hain, do you know is a major sin? Sin koi bhi ho, is minor or major. Allah ki narazgi lekar aata hai. Displeasing your Lord, your Creator. The first thing you need to remember. Ki guna chota ho ya bada ho, Rab ki nafarmani aur Rab ki narazgi lekar aata hai. To hume bahut gaur karna hai. We'll start with a beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ تو جو چاہے تو ابھی مائل میرے دل کے دھلے کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا اور ایک میں کیا حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے 100,000,000 تو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ یا حبیب اللہ اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جاؤں تنہا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ اے پردنشی دل کے پردے میرا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا میں گئے شر میں بھرم رکھنا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا میں گئے شر میں بھرم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا مجرم ہوں جہاں ہر کا شر میں بھرم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا مقبول یہ عرض میری للہ ذرا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا خواب میں آ جانا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا پردنشی دل کے پردے میرا کرنا جب وقت نزع آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے چہرے سے ضیا پائی چاند ستاروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی، دکھ درد کے ماروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی، دکھ درد کے ماروں نے آتا ہے انہیں صابر، ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے، آقا دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے، آقا دیدار عطا کرنا.
اللہم آمین آمین. سبحان اللہ، بیوٹیفل دعا، بیوٹیفل مناجات، ماشاءاللہ. انشاءاللہ وی سٹارٹ آور ٹاپک ود آور بیوٹیفل مبلغ دعوت اسلامی بلال مدنی. انشاءاللہ میجر سینس.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب، وی نیڈ ٹو آلویز ریممبر دیٹ اینی ٹائپ آف سین از سم تھنگ دیٹ وی شوڈ بی فیئرفل آف. دیٹ ریممبر پرائمرلی سین از این ایکٹ آف ڈس اوبیڈینس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. But when we discuss the major sins, as mentioned in various different books of our ulama-i-kiram of the past, they've given different definitions and different meanings. In Siratul Jinan, the very famous commentary of the Quran by Mufti Dawud Islami, Mufti Qasim Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah Wal-Qudsiyah, they mention that a kabira gunah is that particular sin that is committed and its punishment or its warning has been mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, that if a person commits this sin, then he will be worthy of this particular punishment. And this was a definition that they have taken from the famous book Az-Zawajir and Iqtiraf al-Kabair, which is a very famous book by the great Ibn Hajar Makki Shafi'i alayhi rahma. So it's of this topic of Kabair and major sins. Actually, there have been books, our pious priests have written many books on this particular topic, highlighting to us the importance of us knowing and having knowledge of this particular topic, so that we can then save ourselves from going near these sins. For example, another book by Imam Dhahabi alayhi rahma is his famous book known as Al-Kabair. And alhamdulillah, by the blessings of Dawat Islami, these books have been translated into the Urdu language. Oh. So the famous book, and which is titled Jahannam Mein Le Jane Wale Aamal, the very famous name, that's actually the translation of Az-Zawajir and Iqtiraf al-Kabair by Imam Ibn Hajar Makki Shafi alayhi rahma. And then when we go to Al-Kabair, Dawat Islami has also translated this, and this is mentioned 76 kabira gunah. So Dawat Islami subhanAllah first and foremost is really helping us in this regard, where now we have mawad and information, because these books are in the Arabic language, but now they've been easy and simplified for us in very easy Urdu. And inshallah in the future we hope they will be translated into the English language for the masses as well. So now see, it's of the major sins. We've heard its definition, the sin whose wa'id, whose warning has been mentioned in the Quran and the hadith and the sunnah. Now what we need to remember, see, it's of, is that in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also highlighted major sins. And in one particular verse, verse 31 of Surah Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Translation of Kanzul Iman: if you keep avoiding the major sins that are forbidden to you, so we will forgive your other, meaning i.e. minor sins, and admit you into a place of honor. In Siratul Jinan, so first of all, Mufti Sahib, he mentions the definition of Kabira Gunah. Then he goes on to say that, do you know, the total number of how many major sins are there, there's actually different riwayat and opinions and statements. For example, some have said there are 7, because there are narrations in this regard. Some have said there are 10, some have said 17, 40, and even to the extent of 700. 700 things to be categorized as kabira guna. And then Sayyid Sahib, when he mentions regarding this verse, that if you refrain from the major sins that Allah has that are forbidden upon you, we will pardon, we will forgive your minor sins. Mufti Sahib very beautifully mentions and highlights this point, that first and foremost, this is upon the mashi'at and upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our minor sins if we are to abstain from the major sins. And then Sayyid Sahib, وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, we will admit you into a place of honor. And the tafsir for this mentions that it is referring to Al-Jannah. That if a person abstains from the major sins, his minor sins will be forgiven. And another reward is that he will enter Jannah as well. So this is how vitally important it is that we actually learn about the major sins. And then we understand how to protect ourselves. For example, Sayyid Sahib, in the books which I have highlighted previously, the first major sin that has been highlighted is the greatest of all major sins, which is shirk. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is such a sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in various places of the Holy Quran. That this is a sin that if a person leaves this world with this sin, then there is no way of salvation for him. And this is something very, very important. And this shows actually how even and how bad it is. That a person associates anything or anyone equal or like or ma'adhallah even greater to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This definition of shirk is something which we must know very well and then protect ourselves from ever going near this. So the first major sin to highlight is shirk and polytheism. Sayyid Sahib, there are many, many more different major sins to be highlighted. One of them I'd like to start off with is lying. Amongst the many major sins which have been discussed and which inshallah we'll try to list as well near to the end of the program, one of them is lying. Now, today, as you highlighted very beautifully, Sayyid Sahib, in the beginning of the program, at times, we don't even consider a sin to be sin. That's how distant we have become from the deen of Islam and from its teachings. Whereas in reality, lying is categorized as a kabira guna.
Allah.
As a major sin. But today, wherever we look, just to save our own skin, ma'adhallah, we will tell a lie and then we won't even feel ashamed of this. Whether male or female, and then however, you know, much a person will take this, whether in the business field, whether within relationships, whether with his own children at times. And we need to understand that Sayyid Sahib, lying is something that is cursed. It's looked down upon, not only in the religion of Islam, but in every religion. In every walk of life, lying is not considered as anything positive. Because lying breaks trust. When person places a trust upon you and then you go and violate that trust, you go and deceive him, and at times you speak against the reality. When a person speaks against the reality, this is classified as lying. So this is what we need to try to understand, that lying is something that we must protect ourselves from, understand its harms, and as well teach our children and give them rewards when they tell the truth, so that they are further encouraged to tell the truth, which is the opposite of lying. And this is how Sayyid Sahib, I'd like to introduce today's topic, that the major sins are things that we must understand and first of all acquire knowledge over. This is not something that we can be like, okay, I'll learn it if I have time, and if I don't have time, it's not a huge problem. This is not the case. Rather, these are things which will actually cause harm to our iman, and Allah forbid they will be a cause of our iman being taken away from us.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Waqai momin sab ho sakta lekin jhoota nahi ho sakta.
Allah.
But nowadays, if you look, every second person is lying right, left, center. Yani yahan baat kare baat mein jhoot, baat baat mein jhoot. Allah hame jo hai in gunahon ki pehchan bhi naseeb farma. This is one of the another issue. Tariq bhai, hame matlab unki pehchan ki taraf hi nahi jaate ki ye guna hai. Waqai Ali Salatu Salam ne farmaya tha na ki ek zamana aisa aayega कि लोग गुनाह को नेकी समझ के कर रहे होंगे आज के दौर में ऐसे ही होता मतलब समझाओ तो वो समझने को तैयार नहीं है कि दिस इज अ सिन व्हाट यू आर डूइंग एंड दे से नो ब्रदर आई नो क्या जानते हो यार गुनाह जहन्नम की तरफ दौड़े चले जा रहे हो कोई समझा रहा है तो समझने को तैयार नहीं गुनाह गुनाह है ये याद रखे रब की नाफरमानी जैसे इन्होंने बताया ना कि छोटा हो या बड़ा हो छोटे गुनाह भी बार बार करने से वो बड़े की तरफ चले जाते हैं छोटा या कोई बात नहीं छोटा छोटा कहते हुए ये सोच सोच के پہلے چھوٹی لکڑیوں کو آگ لگتی پھر آگ سے بھوک سے اڑتی ہے سب کو جلا دیتی. کیا فرماتے تاریخ؟
جی صحیح صاحب, ایسے ہی ہے. اس پہ ہمارے علماء نے, صلحاء نے فرمایا ہے کہ الاصرار علی الصغیر یحاول الی الکبائر, کہ صغیرہ گناہوں پر اصرار کرنا, ان کو بار بار کرنا, ان کو ریپیٹ کرنا, یحاول الکبائر, وہ اس کو تبدیل کر دیتا ہے کبائر کی طرف, یعنی کہ وہ چھوٹے گناہ اب وہ گناہ بڑے گناہ بن جائیں گے, گناہ کبیرہ بن جائیں گے. اور گناہ کبیرہ کی ایک پوری ان کے کافی تعداد ہے, پوری چین ہے. اچھا, امام غزالی علیہ الرحمہ نے اس پہ ایک بات بیان فرمائی ہے, فرمایا کہ اس میں نہ پڑھیں کہ یہ کتنی اس کی تعداد ہے, اس میں نہ پڑھیں, بلکہ ان سے جو ہے بچا جائے. اور اس کی جو کثرت بیان فرمائی ہے وہ اس لیے بیان کی گئی ہے تاکہ لوگ ان سے بچیں. اب ورنہ اس کی تعداد جیسے ابھی بیان بھی سنمنے کے ساتھ 900-700 تک جو ہے اس کو بیان کیا جاتا ہے, تو ان میں سے چند ایک گناہوں کا میں یہاں پر ذکر کروں گا. اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرمایا, من قتل نفسن, کہ جس شخص نے کسی جان کو قتل کیا, گویا کہ ایسا اس نے سب کو قتل کر دیا. اور اسی طرح سے دیگر گناہ کبیرہ ہیں, ان میں سے فرمایا کہ ترک صلات, نماز کو چھوڑ دینا. فرمایا کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرمایا, فویل للمصلین, ان نمازیوں کے لیے ویل ہے. کن نمازیوں کے لیے؟ الذین هم عن صلاتهم ساہون, جو اپنی نمازوں سے بھولے بھٹکے بیٹھے ہیں. اسی طرح سے پوچھا جائے گا جہنمیوں سے کہ ما سلککم فی سقر, کہ تمہیں جہنم میں کیا چیز لے کر آئی؟ تو وہ کہیں گے, جہنمی کہیں گے, قالوا لم نکو من المصلین, ہم نمازی نہیں تھے, ہم نماز پڑھنے والے نہیں تھے.
اللہ.
اور اسی طرح سے نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اول ما یحاسب به العبد, کہ بندے کا جس سب سے پہلا جو حساب لیا جائے گا قیامت والے دن, من عملہ, اس کے اعمال میں سے, وہ اس کی نماز ہے. فان صلحت فقد افلح وانجح, اگر وہ اس نماز کے معاملات میں کامیاب ہو گیا, فقد افلح, تو پھر وہ حقیقت میں کامیاب ہو گیا, وانجح, اور اس نے نجات پائی. تو ہمیں جو ہے یہ نماز اور بھی اس طرح سے دیگر گناہ کبیرہ ہیں کہ جن ترک نماز اس سے جو ہے بچنا چاہیے. اور اسی طرح سے ایک اور بات بیان کروں گا, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, یہ حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کے راوی ہیں, فرمایا جو اپنی نمازوں کی محافظت نہیں کرتا, ان کا خیال نہیں رکھتا, لم تکن لہ نور, اس کے لیے نور نہیں ہوگا, ولا برہانہ, اس کے لیے برہان بھی نہیں, ولا نجات, اور اس کے لیے نجات بھی نہیں. اور یہ شخص, اس شخص کا حشر ان قیامت والے دن کس کے ساتھ ہوگا؟ قارون کے ساتھ, فرعون کے ساتھ, حمار اور عبی بن خلف کے ساتھ ہوگا. تو نماز چھوڑنا یہ بڑے گناہ کبیرہ میں سے کبیرہ گناہ ہے. اللہ تعالی ہم کو گناہ کبیرہ سے بچنے کی توفیق دے.
دس از دی پوائنٹ دی وی ڈونٹ کنسیڈر دس از ا میجر سین. اس پڑھی تو پڑھی ہے سو وہاں کی نہیں کھلی ہے بھائی, میجر سین ہو گیا آپ سے, اتنا بڑا گناہ ہو گیا, اتنی بڑی نافرمانی رب کی ہو گئی ہے, کوئی احساس ہی نہیں ہے. کبھی کوئی آپ ہوتا ہے نا کہ اگر آپ مطلب پورا دن بیچارا, آپ کو پتا ہے کہ ایک جگہ پتا چلے کہ یہاں پہ صرف بس لین ہے, اور آپ نے بس لین پہ گاڑی چلائی, اینڈ دین یو سٹارٹ, او ہو, اب فائن تو آئے گا. اب آپ کو یہ ڈر ہوتا ہے آگے پولیس نہ پکڑ لے, میں غلطی سے بس لین میں آ تو گیا. ایک اندر ہی اندر وہ خوف ہوتا ہے, ایک اندر کسی طرح میں یہاں سے نکل جاؤں, اب کیا ہوگا. ایک بس لین پہ آپ نے تھوڑی سی گورنمنٹ کے رولس اینڈ ریگولیشن کے اوپر نیچے کیا, آپ کی طبیعت خراب ہو جاتی ہے. اسلام کے رولس اینڈ ریگولیشن کے بارے میں کوئی فکر نہیں ہے, اللہ عز و جل کے جو احکامات ہیں, وی ڈونٹ کیئر اباؤٹ دیز تھنگ. 95-96% مسلم, دے ڈونٹ ریڈ نماز. اچھا پڑھتے ہیں تو اپنی مرضی سے پڑھتے ہیں, جمعے کی پڑھتے ہیں, فجر کب پڑھی تھی لاسٹ ٹائم؟ رمضان میں. اب رمضان آ رہا ہے پھر پڑھیں گے نماز, اس طرح تھوڑی پڑھنی ہے. نماز تو پانچوں وقت کی وقت مقررہ پہ پڑھنی ہے, 5 ڈیلی صلاح. Everybody looking is success, there is no success, no salah, no falah. If there is no salah, then there is no success. آپ ادھر جا رہے ادھر جا رہے, زندگی میں کبھی کامیابی نہیں ملے گی. جو رب کی نافرمانی کر رہا ہو اس کو کہاں سے کامیابی ملے گی؟ جس کی زندگی گناہوں میں ڈوبی ہوئی اس کو کہاں سے سکون ملے گا؟ آپ زندگی کو سکون کی تلاش میں آپ زندگی کے پتہ نہیں کہاں کہاں جا رہے, کبھی بھی رب کی نافرمانی کر کے, گناہ کر کے آپ کو سکون نہیں ملے گا. آپ تذبذب کا شکار رہیں گے, یو فیلنگ انسائڈ سم تھنگ ڈیفیکلٹ, کچھ ہے جو آپ کو سکون نہیں لینے دیتا. وہ پتہ کیا چیز ہے؟ وہ گناہ ہے. گناہ جو اندر ہی اندر کرید رہا ہے آپ کو. آپ غور کر لیجئے گا. اور جب نیکی کرتا ہے بندہ, اللہ کی فرما برداری کرتا ہے, اس کو جو سکون ملتا ہے, وہ سکون کی بات ہی کچھ اور ہوتی ہے. تو وہ سکون تلاش کرے جس میں رب کی رضا ہے. نافرمانی کی طرف نہیں جانا چاہیے. کیوں بلال بھائی؟
جی سید صاحب, I wanted to continue actually from this beautiful point regarding another unfortunately major sin which is also not deemed as a major sin in our physical and actual life, which is missing namaz. Now, unfortunately today, you know, we will prioritize everything else, whether religious, non-religious, especially non-religious today, whether it be school, work, college, people will wake up at 8 a.m., 7:30 a.m., even 7 a.m. to sort out their, you know, for many people working out, many people so that they can get to their place on time, so they can avoid traffic. Why? Just so that they can not do an obligation necessarily, which is mentioned, but rather just so they can get to work on time, so they can get their paycheck, or so they can keep their job. But when it looks, when it comes onto the other side, where that same person has woken up 7 a.m., but his mindset is not to offer namaz. He's awake, the time of namaz of Fajr is there, but still he will not do so. And this is unfortunately the reality that we're coming towards, where today performing a sin has become very easy, and to abstain from a sin, to perform good deeds has become mushkil, has become very difficult. And one main reason, Sayyid Saab, is our lack of sincerity with our religion. That how many of us actually value our religion, our deen? Ask those people who may have everything. Wealth, they may have status, they may have everything, but they don't have sukoon. They don't have that peace in their heart and mind. And one huge reason, one of the greatest reasons, is that because they do not have that connection with their creator. Namaz is that time where the pious predecessors of the past, their faces would change color. The great awliya and the imam of the Ahle Bayt, a'imma of the Ahle Bayt, Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself, the fourth khalifa of the Muslims, his face would change color. The great ulama of the past, when it was time to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would basically become, their entire complexion would change. Why? When they were asked, why is this happening? Why has this kayfiyya and this state come over you? He says, do you not realize whose blessed status Allah and position I'm about to go into? Do you not understand the maqam and the place I'm about to go? I'm going to stand before my creator. Why shouldn't I be in a state of fear, in a state of worry? But remember, this is a major sin. See, it's all the amount of emphasis on salah is something that if a person begins to study Islam, he will most definitely think twice before he ever misses his namaz. Because the amount of emphasis, and they're not only for reward, Sayyid Saab, because one thing is, there is a concept in Islam where we are encouraged to perform good deeds. For example, you will get this reward, this particular reward. But the amount of punishments, warnings for missing namaz are also so much as well. No. We tend not to look at that side. And at times, if you just keep telling someone the benefits of a particular thing, and then you don't tell them the opposites of not doing that thing, then they don't understand the value. This is why the deen of Islam is very beautiful. This is why the teaching of the Quran is very beautiful. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the fire of hell as well. It's this balance that, okay, we are going to tell you the virtues of reading namaz, but then we also need to keep in mind that thing which will keep us straight. If we ever do get lazy, then to keep in mind the punishments. For example, Sayyid Saab, I just mentioned a few narrations in this regard. It's something very, very important. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he's narrated this, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cited in Sunan Ibn Majah Sharif. He says, my Khalil advised me. Meaning, this was his way of addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's saying, my most intimate and close friend, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave me some pieces of advice. And he says, do not make anyone the partner of Allah, even though you have been cut into pieces or burnt. Allah. Telling us the importance of the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not deliberately miss the fard salah, because the one who deliberately misses salah, protection is lifted from him. The actual protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lifted from one who does not read his namaz. And do not drink wine at all, because it is the root of every evil. In this narration, there are three main major sins which have been highlighted. The first is shirk, associating partners with Allah in Allah's essence or in Allah's attributes. And then the second is missing namaz. And this is something which we must really reflect over. Then thirdly was drinking alcohol. Again, these three things are prevalent within our time. The first one maybe not so much, but missing salah and drinking wine is becoming very common within the Muslim world. And people are afraid of telling their own loved ones or family members that what is happening right now. Why are you going and buying wine? Why are you missing your salah? For what reason do you have to miss your prayer? Every single blessing that Allah has given me and you, do you not feel that it's necessary upon me to repay that favor? If somebody gives me a glass of water, naturally within the nature, taba'an Sayyid Sahib, naturally it's within a human being to thank that person, because he's done him a favor. If somebody was to give you way when you're driving, even give you way, hold the door open for you, naturally a human being, whether you categorize him as good or bad, naturally you think, I'm going to thank this person, because he's done something which he didn't need to do. I gave him way. And the person, we smile, we raise our hand and we say, thank you very much. And sometimes we try to do them a favor as well in return. But now that's just one very minute and really insignificant good action that they've done. But what about the the innumerable, so many countless favors Allah has given to me and you? Is it not right that a person like me and you should really reflect over our life? The comfort that we have, the clothing that we have on our body, the food that we have every single day, the clean water that we have, the home that we live in, the family that we are surrounded by, the Muslims that we go and meet. And Sayyid Sahib, there is so much that we can't really enumerate, we can't put a number to this, how many favors Allah has given us. And then when we thank Allah by offering our ibadat, we are really not fulfilling that. But we are trying, Ya Allah, we are trying our best. We can never truly do justice to the favors of Allah. We can never repay Allah's blessed favors. But we need to understand that namaz is something which grants us this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ever want any closeness to your Creator, you need to begin offering your salah. You need to take this one action very seriously in your life. When you begin to do this, you will see a person who reads his namaz correctly, he is saved from a lot of difficulties, a lot of calamities and problems. Many people may say, I don't see this. Then I humbly request that, have we ever had our salah checked? That our offerance of salah, is it done correctly? And then Sayyid Sahib, just two more narrations. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who misses his namaz decreases his family and wealth.
Allah.
So we are causing harm to ourselves by not standing before our Creator. And Sayyid Sahib, amongst the many great things, spiritually, physically, and more importantly, religiously within namaz. Within the world, a disciplined person is respected and valued. And in namaz, we see that discipline. That no matter what happens, even if we are asleep, we've only had 1 hour of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, we hear our alarm, our family member comes to wake us up, and we are to get up for namaz. We don't consider, oh, I don't feel like reading, so I'm not going to read. This is not the way of a Muslim. We have things which are necessary, obligatory upon us. We are to fulfill them whether we like it or not. So this is something, Sayyid Sahib, that we need to remember. And finally, it's mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, the one who deliberately misses his salah, he is undoubtedly out of the mercy of Allah. Mahroom, deprived of Allah's mercy, is the bin namazi.
Allah.
Tariqe salah, the one who misses his namaz.
Allah.
Now we need to reflect, is our life going in a positive direction? What could be the causes of it not going in the right direction? One of the huge aspects is, we don't protect our salah. The way we protect our wealth, the way we protect our car, our home, we have so many cameras, we have so much security systems. We're living in very nice homes, we have very nice cars. But unfortunately today, the way we protect our affairs and our wealth of the dunya, if we just gave a bit of that towards our salah, we would be at a different level, at a different maqam, and we would be more grateful and more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why I say, I don't want to list out kabair, major sins today. I want us to really understand each and every one of them. Because first of all, there's an understanding and a reason why it's a major sin. And then secondly, it's not something that we should be looking down and thinking, oh, Tika, I missed Fajr today. No tears, no feeling ashamed, no feeling of regret. Weeks have gone by, months have gone by, ma'adhala, at times years have gone by. And we are not thinking about this. If this is happening to us, then we really have to fear for the state of our iman.
We're not sitting only here to mention that these are the major sins, but also we try to save you from it. At least you can think about it. Ye kitna bada guna hai, iske zariye kya kya burai aati hai. Ab thoda gaur to kare, namaz ho gaya aur ye, matlab har ek guna puri list ke sath aa raha hai. Wo pure uske lawazmat hain, wo kaise lekar aata hai, kya kya karta hai, everything in there. फिर उससे बचना कैसे, उसकी प्रिकॉशंस क्या, ये एक एक एपिसोड मांगता है, एक एक गुनाह. लेकिन क्योंकि टाइम कम है तो इसमें मुख्तसरता में जो भी हो सके इंशाल्लाह कोशिश करते, लेकिन एटलीस्ट उसको कहते ना कि आप उसको सीरियसली उसको थोड़ा कंसीडर तो करें. अगर ईशा नहीं पढ़ी तो अभी पढ़ लीजिएगा, ये जरूर आपको तौबा भी करे, और अगर मगरिब का वक्त गुजर गया तो तौबा करे और ईशा पढ़े, और जो कजा नवाज है उनको पढ़ने की नियत करें, क्योंकि रब्बे करीम बड़ा करीम है. इन्नल्लाह युहिब्बुत तव्वाबीन, बेशक अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल लाइक दोस हु रिपेंट, अल्लाह पाक तौबा करने वालों को पसंद फरमाता है, कसरत से तौबा करने वालों को, कसरत से तौबा किया करें. बहुत बहुत ज्यादा बरकतें मिलती है जो तौबा करते रहते, तौबा की तरफ आए. सारी जिंदगी के गुनाह रब्बे करीम एक सच्ची तौबा से माफ कर देते. 100 बंदों को कत्ल किया, लेकिन रब्बे करीम देखे सच्ची तौबा से रब्बे करीम. बनी इसराइल का वो वाकया, तो अब भी ठीक है, हो गया गुनाह आपका, हो गया जो भी हुआ है, लेकिन अभी गौर करें, डोर ओपन है. इससे पहले के नजा का वक्त आए, इससे पहले के मौत का वक्त करीब आए, इससे पहले के आंखें छत पे लगी हुई, इससे पहले के लोग आपके सराहने खड़े होके आपको कलमे की तलकीन कर रहे हो, इससे पहले कि आपकी जबान बंद हो जाए, इससे पहले कि देखना बंद हो जाए, इससे पहले कि अंगूठे बांधे जाएं, इससे पहले कि नाक में रुई लगाई जाए, इससे पहले कि थोड़ी के इधर कपड़े बांधे जाएं, इससे पहले कि कोई आप बढ़ के आपकी आंखें बंद करे, इससे पहले कि कोई आपके कपड़े उतारे और आपको गुस्ल दे, और फिर आपको उठाकर डब्बे में लेकर नमाज जनाजा पढ़ आपको जो है मनो मट्टी के अंदर दाब कर कोई आ जाए, इससे पहले तौबा का दरवाजा खुले. बाद में पछताने का कोई फायदा नहीं है. अभी पछताएंगे तो शायद आज का पछताना, अभी का पछताना बाद में फायदा दे दे, लेकिन बाद का पछतावा कोई फायदा नहीं देगा. सो इट्स टाइम टू रिपेंट सिंसियरली इन द कोर्ट ऑफ अल्लाह, बिकॉज अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल लाइक दोस हु रिपेंट सिंसियरली.
हर खता तो दर गुजर कर बे कसो मजबूर की, हो इलाही मग़फ़िरत हर बे कसो मजबूर की. या इलाही कर दे पूरी अज़ पे वो सो रज़ाया, इलाही कर दे पूरी अज़ पे वो सो रज़ा, आरज़ूए दीदो सरवर बे कसो मजबूर की, हो इलाही मग़फ़िरत हर बे कसो मजबूर की. जिंदगी और मौत की है या इलाही कश्मकश, जिंदगी और मौत की है या इलाही कश्मकश, जा चले तेरी रिजा पर बेकसो मजबूर की, जा चले तेरी रिजा पर बेकसो मजबूर की. आला इल्लियीन में या रब इसे देना جگہ علیین میں یا رب اسے دینا جگہ روح چل دے جب نکل کر بے قصوں مجبور کی روح چل دے جب نکل کر بے قصوں مجبور کی.
سب پہلے تو جو آپ نے فرمایا توبہ کے بارے میں, تو ایسے یہ دروازے کھلے ہیں. ایک روایت بیان کرنا چاہوں گا, صحیح مسلم شریف کی روایت ہے, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا من تاب قبل ان تطلع الشمس من مغربها تاب اللہ علیہ, کہ جس شخص نے توبہ کر لی اس سے پہلے کہ سورج مغرب سے طلوع ہو تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی توبہ قبول فرما لے گا. تو توبہ کے دروازے کھلے ہوئے ہیں. بلکہ دیکھیں ہم سب کی علم میں یہ بات ہے, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم بخشے بخشائے بلکہ بخشوانے والے ہیں, لیکن ان کا انداز دیکھیں. یہاں پر اسی صحیح مسلم شریف میں ایک روایت ہے, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا یا ایہا الناس, اے لوگو توبوا الی اللہ, اللہ کی طرف توبہ کرو, کہ بے شک میں پورے دن میں 100 مرتبہ توبہ کرتا ہوں.
اللہ
حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بخشے بخشائے پھر توبہ کر رہے ہیں. اور ہماری حالت دیکھیں, ہم اپنے آپ کو دیکھیں, ہم تو گناہوں کے دلدل میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. کوئی ہمارے منہ سے ہماری زبان سے نکلتا نہیں ہے کہ یا اللہ میں توبہ کرتا ہوں, استغفار پڑھتا ہوں, استغفر اللہ, ہمارے نکلتا ہی, بلکہ وہی جو ابھی آپ نے فرمایا کہ جب سمجھتے ہی نہیں ہے, جب ہمیں پتہ ہی نہیں ہے کہ یہ چیز گناہ ہے گناہ نہیں ہے, اس کو گناہ کنسیڈر ہی نہیں کرتے تو پھر توبہ کیسا کریں گے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں یہ توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم یہ سمجھیں کہ یہ کہ جو ہے کہ کون سے گناہ کبیرہ ہیں اور پھر ان سے توبہ کریں.
طارق بھائی یہ بھی گناہ میں ہی آئے گا کہ گناہ کو گناہ نہ سمجھنا, علم ہی نہیں ہے نا, علم سیکھ ہی نہیں رہے.
جی
جب علم ہی نہیں سیکھ رہے تو گناہ اور اچھے کی تمیز کیسے ہوگی؟
جی
علم آپ کو تمیز دلاتا ہے نا,
بالکل.
ول میک یو دس از وائٹ اینڈ دس از بلیک, یہی ہوگا نا, دس از رائٹ وے دس از رانگ وے اف یو ہیو اے نالج. اگر آپ کے پاس نالج ہی نہیں ہے تو پھر تو آپ پھنسے ہی پھنسے. تو یہ بھی تو آپ کو گناہ کی علم ہی حاصل نہیں کر رہے, علم حاصل کرنا فرض
جی
تو نہیں کر رہے, تو یہ کتنا بڑا گناہ ہے. نماز فرض تو علم نہیں پتا نماز کا, زکات فرض تو علم نہیں پتا زکات کا, حج فرض تو علم نہیں پتا حج کا, روزہ فرض تو روزے کا نہیں پتا, وراثت تقسیم کرنی اس کے مسائل نہیں پتا, اولاد پیدا ہو گئی اولاد کے بارے میں نہیں پتا کہ اولاد کے حقوق کیا ہے, شادی کر رہے ہیں بیوی کے حقوق نہیں پتا. یہ ساری چیزیں دیکھیں, یہ نہ جان کر گناہگار ہو رہے یا نہیں ہو رہے, دن رات گناہ لکھا جا رہا ہے جب تک بندہ یہ سیکھ نہیں رہا ہے. تو اپنے آپ کو ایسے لوگوں کے ساتھ اٹیچ کرے دو ہو ہیو نالج اباؤٹ دیز تھنگ. الحمدللہ بیوٹیفل ماحول اور دعوت اسلام از پرووائڈنگ یو دیز تھنگ. آپ کی اپنی ٹائمنگ پر آپ فرض علوم کو جس وقت چاہے دعوت اسلامی سکھانے کو تیار ہے, آن لائن اینی ٹائم یو وانٹ, 30 منٹس کلاس, 1 آور کلاس, فرض علوم جو آپ کے پاس فرض ہے نہ سیکھ کر ہر وقت گناہگار لکھے جا رہے ہیں, ایٹ لیسٹ ٹرائی ٹو لرن دیٹ علم دین. فرض علوم سیکھنے کی نیت کر لیں, اللہ میرے اور آپ کے حال پر رحم فرمائے. آپ کچھ فرما رہے ہیں؟
یہ عرض کر رہا ہوں کہ لوگ یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ ہم علم بھی حاصل نہیں کر رہے, کیونکہ اگر علم حاصل کر لیا تو پھر وہ عمل کرنا پڑ جائے گا. یہ بھی لوگوں کی غلط فہمی ہے, علم نہ حاصل کر کے بھی بہت بڑی غلطی کر رہے ہیں. ایک اور کبیرہ گناہ کی طرف ذکر کرنا چاہوں گا, وہ عقوق الوالدین, یعنی کہ والدین کی نافرمانی کرنا. دیکھیں یہ اکبر الکبائر اعظم الذنوب اس کو بیان کیا گیا ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کیا میں تمہیں کبیرہ گناہوں کے بارے میں خبر نہ دوں؟ ان میں سے پھر والدین کی نافرمانی کو ذکر کیا. تو دیکھیں یہ تو ہم پڑھتے ہی ہیں کہ ماؤں کے قدموں کے نیچے جو ہے جنت ہے, تو ماں کی بھی ہم نے جو ہے وہ عزت کرنی, اسی طرح والد کی بھی. بعض اوقات والد کے سمجھتے ہیں کہ شاید ان کے کوئی حقوق نہیں ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ والد جنت کے دروازوں میں سے درمیانی دروازہ ہے. فان شئت فاحفظ, اگر تو چاہے تو اس کی حفاظت فرما کر, اور اگر چاہے تو اس کو ضائع کر دے. اچھا یہاں پر اس کی شرح میں بھی حدیث میں علماء نے لکھا کہ اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں کہ حضور نے فرمایا کہ تو ضائع کر دے تو ضائع کر, یہ ایک ڈرانے کے لیے, توبیخ کے لیے کہ بندہ اس کی طرف جائے نہیں, کہ جناب والد کی یا والدہ کی نافرمانی کرے, کہ بے شک والدین کی نافرمانی کرنا یہ تو اکبر گناہوں میں سے, کبیرہ گناہوں میں سے اس کو بیان کیا گیا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں والدین کا فرما بردار رکھے.
آمین. انشاءاللہ ول ڈسکس مور آفٹر اے پیکج. انشاءاللہ آئیے ول ٹیک اے پیکج.
In discussions, people give examples of foreign countries, examples of non-Muslims. In those countries, you will find time management. Everything happens on its time. Their trains are on time. Even people are on time. Honestly, you cannot name any other religion than Islam, which emphasizes the most on time management. All our prayers are linked with time. You cannot even eat for a minute when the time of fasting has started, and you cannot break your fast even 1 minute before. Yes, throughout the world, iftar is done with the accuracy of minutes and seconds. Just look at the timetable of your masjid. Planes get late, trains get late, but whether it is sunshine or rain, any weather condition, you will find adhan is on time as well as congregational prayer on time. Look at this wonderful time management. Many other forms of worship are linked with time. When you go to Hajj, there is a time to enter in Arafat as well as time to leave Arafat. Which day you have to reach Muzdalifah, Mina, your Rami, your Tawaf, everything is linked with a specific day and time. As much as Islam teaches about time management, no other religion of the world teaches. But it can be said, time management is there in Islam, but Muslims, they do not learn from that. There is no need to give examples of others when our own religion teaches us wonderful time management.
This life that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, remember, in this life, things won't necessarily go the way we want. We may have a particular roadmap, a vision in mind, and we should strive for it, no doubt. But in terms of the results, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He knows us better than ourselves. It may be the case that we ardently desire something, but it's not better for us. And when we are unable to achieve it, we become sad, grief-stricken, worried, concerned, but there was betterment in that for us. Therefore, a Muslim, a believer, should hand over all of his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should make efforts. He should strive in trying to achieve his goals and aims in life. But as for the results, leave them to Allah. If they are fulfilled in a manner that we want, alhamdulillah. If they are not, then again, alhamdulillah. This is the will of Allah jalla wa ala. If He is pleased with us not attaining something or achieving some goal, then that is fine, because the Lord has willed that. We tried our utmost, but it wasn't in our destiny. And here, as believers, we have to ensure that we rely on Allah. As believers, we ensure that we don't complain. We don't feel sad. We don't show signs of ungratefulness. Because Allah Ta'ala has made this life for us. It's temporary. It's for a short time. Not everything will go our way. Things that do go away, alhamdulillah, if they don't go our way, despite trying, then still praise Allah and pray for something better, inshallah.
کچھ کلام بھی سنا دے دل بھائی. انشاءاللہ.
کرم مانگتا ہوں, عطا مانگتا ہوں, الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں, کرم مانگتا صدقہ ہمیں بخش دے, تو رحیمی کا صدقہ عطا کر, تو شان کریمی کا صدقہ ہمیں بخش دے, تو رحیمی کا صدقہ, جو تجھ سے نہ مانگوں تو تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں، سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، سنتے ہیں کہ محشر رسائی ہے، گر ان کی رسائی ہے، گر ان کی رسائی ہے، لو جب تو بنائی ہے مجھ لاگا کہ رہ گئے مت نہیں امید بھندا تیری مجرم، کیا بات بنائی ہے سب نے صف محشر میں، للکار دیا ہم کو سب نے صف محشر کے آقا، اب تیری دہائی ہے بازار عمل میں دو سودا نہ بنا اپنا، بازار عمل میں دو آقا سودا نہ بنا سرکار، کرم تجھ میں عیبی کی سمائی ہے، سنتے گئے کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، گر ان کی رسائی ہے، لو جب تو بنا
SubhanAllah, Sayyid Sahib, another one of the major sins we should highlight is sood, interest. Now this is, Sayyid Sahib, definitively forbidden in Islam. That if a person, there is no way out, there is no way possible that anyone can ever claim that sood is allowed. Within verses of the Holy Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explicitly told us regarding sood not being allowed. And then as well as this, Sayyid Sahib, verses of the Prophet, ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring this to light, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to protect ourselves from this evil. Alongside this, Sayyid Sahib, we also have backbiting, which was mentioned by one of our callers, and it's something very prevalent in today's time, and it's something that we must reflect over. On the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned that he said, I came across such men and women who were hanging by their chests. And I asked, O Jibreel, who are these people? And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replied, these are the ones who slander with false allegations and they speak ill of the people behind their backs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ Woe to the one who scorns the people openly and bad mouths them in their absence. So Sayyid Sahib, within the different narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, also on the night of Mi'raj is a narration which mentions that I came across such a nation that was scratching their faces and chests with nails made of copper. And I asked, O Jibreel, who are these people? And he replied, they used to eat the flesh of humans, meaning backbite, and they would tarnish their honor. So Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi alayhi rahmah explains, and he says that they were inflicted with the torment of itching and they would scratch and wound their own faces. So and chests with their sharp and pointy nails that were made of copper. May Allah grant us refuge from such punishment, as it is indeed very severe. What the Prophet ﷺ observed with his own eyes will take place after the Day of Judgment. And he, rahmatullahi alayhi, has further said, those people who used to backbite against or they disparage the reputation of Muslims, he mentions that women indulge in it more often and therefore they should derive a lesson from this. But this mentioning, Sayyid Sahib, is for all. That we all must protect ourselves from this evil. This is again another major sin which is not deemed as a major sin, right? To speak about an individual behind their back, bringing out a hidden fault with the intention of harming him, causing his honor to be tarnished. And Sayyid Sahib, a final point mentioned by Imam Ibn Jawzi alayhi rahmah regarding backbiting. He says that for you to mention your brother in such a manner that would upset him, and if he hears or comes to know about it, even if it is the truth. That is to say that if you speak or talk bad about a person, mention his faults in his personality, intellect, clothes, deeds, the statements that he makes, his lack of practice of the religion, his home, his means of transportation, children, everything associated with him, even saying that his sleeve or shirt is too long, is considered an act of backbiting. This is something very important, Sayyid Sahib. And this is why the founder of Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, mentioned, and he wrote an entire book on backbiting. Because it's not something that today it's seen as very little. But rather, this is something that will be a cause of our regret and humiliation in the hereafter. And today, when backbiting takes place, nobody has the courage to tell them that, you know, or to change the topic. Nobody is even smart enough in today's time to divert the topic to something else. But rather will be eagerly listening, taking in these points, and then having badgumani as well, bad assumptions about another person now. So this is something that backbiting, it damages a person's own inner state, his own mind, his spiritual state, as well as his a'mal and his actions being destroyed. That the one who backbites, the backbiter's good deeds are given to the backbitten. The one who's backbiting about. And this is one of the worst things that a person can imagine. And we need to reflect upon this point and not, think of this as another, you know, just mere dust that we clean off from our clothes. But rather we should really reflect on our day-to-day life and really examine how many times do we fall prey to this without even realizing. Okay, friends come together, they sit together and they talk. What do they talk about? So this is something that we need to become more analytical in our conversations with our people. We find this in Amir al-Sunnah, Sayyid Sahib. That when a person, for example, there was one live session on YouTube and on the famous, on Amir al-Sunnah's own YouTube account, which had been made for them. And one of the questioners mentioned a point and he said, most people do this. And Amir al-Sunnah again corrected him in a nice way and said that, how have you just said most people? You know, and so Amir al-Sunnah is very, very cautious on the words that exit his mouth. And he also inculcates and teaches this to us as well. So we should also protect ourselves. The Madani Inamat is a very beautiful way to have this self-rectification as well.
MashaAllah. No doubt this is cancer in our society.
Allah.
It's destroying the families, society. And every second hour, if you look, there is a war going on. And the main reason behind, there are many reasons, but main reason is about the backbiting. Jahan baithte dusre ki baat, jahan baith do baithte teesre ki baat hoti hai aur wo backbiting mein jari hoti hai. Matlab samajh hi nahi aata hai ki zuban control hi nahi hoti. Kehte hain zuban sab rakhte hain magar kamal wo rakhte hain jo samal rakhte hain. Zuban sambhalti nahi hai, jo aata hai bolte hain, jo aata hai bas fire marte rehte hain, kya theek hai kya nahi hai. Ye zuban jo hai na, Hadith paak hai, those who believe on Allah on the day of judgment, either speak good or remain silent. Ya to achhi baat kar rahe hain, khamosh rahe. Jo Allah aur aakhirat ke din par iman rakhte hain. Lekin ya to jo aata bolte, iski ghibat, iska hasad, iska bughz, iska kina, itne haram kaam jo hai wo kar rahe hote, ek guftugu ka agar postmortem karna shuru karte na, to itna usme se niklega, koi jhoot niklega, koi burai niklegi, koi pata. Jaise Sami Ali Sunnat ki bargah mein جاتے ہیں اور کہتے ہیں حضور انہوں نے آپ کو سب نے سلام بھیجا ہے. سب نے سلام بھیجا ہے, کوئی تو غیر حاضر ہوگا, کتنوں نے بھیجا ہے حضور, وہ سارے آپ کے لیے جو ہے وہ یہ فرما رہے تھے. کہتے سارے فرما رہے تھے, تھوڑے سے فرما رہے تھے حضور. بہت بہت دلی صدمہ ہوا. واقعی بہت دلی صدمہ ہوا یا صدمہ ہوا؟ یو نو دیز آر دا پوسٹ مارٹم آف آور اون ورڈس. When you sit in the company of the pious people like Amir Ahle Sunnah, the friend of Allah, then you realize that these are the signs of the Wali of Allah. Friends of Allah ke jisko dekh kar khuda yaad aa jata hai. Tumhe apne gunahon ka pata chalta hai samne baithne se. To apna baaton ka bhi aur apna bhi check up karte rehna chahiye ki main kya bol raha hu kya nahi bol raha, ye baat mujhe jannat mein lekar ja rahi hai kahin aur to nahi lekar. Ab these all are major sins, minor sins nahi, major sins hai. Backbiting, jealousy ki ek list apni. सबसे पहला गुनाह जो था वो जेलसी शैतान ने किया, उसकी अपनी एक लिस्ट है। अच्छा ये आपस में मिले हुए हैं, वो कहते हैं इनका चोली दामन का साथ है, गीबत आती है तो असद आएगा, असद आता ही तो गीबत आती है, फिर आपस में बदगुमानी आती है। कुरान पाक में वाला तजस्सुस, और तजस्सुस में ना पढ़ो, ये जासूसी कर रहे होते हैं, दूरबीन लगाए हुए होते हैं, कैमरे लगाए हुए होते, ये सारे अगर आप देखें एक दूसरे के साथ, और ये सारे जो है वो जहन्नम में लेकर जा रहे। तो इसलिए प्लीज अपने आप पर भी रहम करें, दूसरों पर भी। Have a good company, have a good talk. वो जो आपको जन्नत में लेकर जाए, बुरी चीजों से खुद ही बचे और दूसरों को भी बचाए। अल्लाह हम सब के हाल पर रहम फरमाए। जी तारिक भाई क्या फरमाते?
जी सही साहब, कबीरा गुनाहों की बात चल रही है तो उनमें से एक और गुनाह मैं यहाँ पर जिसका जिक्र करना चाहूंगा, जिसको लोग समझते नहीं कि ये कोई गुनाह है, वो है तकब्बुर, तकब्बुर करना। अल्लाह ताला ने कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में इरशाद फरमाया, इन्नहु ला युहिब्बुल मुस्तकबिरीन, कि अल्लाह ताला तकब्बुर करने वालों को पसंद नहीं फरमाता। अच्छा ये जो तकब्बुर करने वाले हैं इनका इतना बुरा हशर होगा क़यामत वाले दिन। यहाँ पर एक रिवायत जिक्र करूंगा, नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि जो जब्बार जबर करने वाले लोग और मुतकब्बिर तकब्बुर करने वाले लोग क़यामत वाले दिन ये जर्रों की मानिंद होंगे, लोग उनको अपने पांवों से रोनते हुए जाएंगे। तो ये तकब्बुर करने वालों का हशर होगा। जैसा आपने फरमाया ना कि हम गुनाह कबीरा का जिक्र भी कर रहे हो, फिर उसकी जो ना बयान भी कर रहे हैं कि हम उससे कैसे बचे। तो यहाँ पर अब इस तरह की हदीस जब बंदा पढ़े ना तो उसको फिर होता है कि यार मैं इतना तकब्बुर करता हूँ और अल्लाह ना करे अगर मैं इतना जो है वो मेरे साथ ये मामला ना हो जाए क़यामत वाले दिन। अच्छा फिर इसमें ये भी एक बात जहन में रहे कि हम अपने बारे में सोचेंगे कि मेरे मैं तकब्बुर करता हूं नहीं करता, दूसरों पर हम हुक्म नहीं लगाएंगे, यार इसने कपड़े ऐसे पहने हुए हैं, इसने टोपी ऐसी पहनी हुई है, इसने इमामा ऐसा पहना हुआ है, इसने गाड़ी ऐसी ली हुई है, इसके पास ऐसा घर है, तो ये तकब्बुर करता है, तो इसकी इजाजत नहीं शरीयत में। हमने खुद अपने ऊपर सोचना है कि क्यों मैं तो तकब्बुर नहीं करता। तो कीप इन माइंड कि तकब्बुर भी जो है बड़े गुनाहों में से, गुनाह कबीरा में से,
तो बदगुमानी में आ जाए। हम अगर बदगुमानी कर रहे हैं या तोहमत लगा रहे किसी के ऊपर, भाई आप वो पहले आपको क्या जा रहा है, मतलब एक बात याद रखें, यू नेवर हर्ड कि हम्बलनेस की वजह से कोई इंसान कभी डूबा हो। हमेशा इंसान को तकब्बुर ही लेकर डूबता है, और तकब्बुर चाहे दौलत का हो, चाहे हुस्न का हो, चाहे आपके क्या नाम है, आपके मनसब का हो, चाहे आपके स्टेटस का हो, चाहे आपका क्या कहते हैं हुस्न के हवाले से हो, चाहे आपके डिग्री के हवाले से हो, तकब्बुर हत्ता के इबादत ही का क्यों ना हो आपको दबा करके छोड़ता है। याद रखिएगा तकब्बुर है ही ऐसी चीज है, वो किसी में भी फायदा नहीं देती है, हत्ता के इबादत में भी अगर तकब्बुर आ जाए ना तो बर्बाद कर देते। इसलिए तकब्बुर से बचना चाहिए, वो गुनाह है जिसने शैतान को बर्बाद किया। शैतान ने कितनी इबादत की लेकिन क्या हुआ, तकब्बुर की वजह से हमेशा के लिए जहन्नम मुकद्दर कर दी गई। अल्लाह मुझे भी तकब्बुर है क्या, बस ये कि आई एम बेटर देन हिम, इस सिंपल सेंटेंस है, ही इज नथिंग आई एम एवरीथिंग, आई एम बेटर देन हिम, बस ये एक सेंटेंस जो हर दूसरा बंदा, अच्छा कभी जबान से नहीं कह रहे तो दिल में ये था, ये इसको क्या पता यार, ही डजंट नो एनीथिंग, आई नो एवरीथिंग, ये क्या समझता है अपने आप को, यही तो तकब्बुर है और क्या है। तकब्बुर करने वाले को बाल थोड़ी खड़े हो जाते हैं कि वो खड़ा हो गया बाल और घूम रहा और आपको पता चल गया इसके बाल खड़े हो गए हैं तो ये तकब्बुर कर रहा है। ये अंदर की कैफियत होती है, दिस फीलिंग इनसाइड, अंदर ही अंदर इंसान को कर रहा होता अपने आप को, कोई तारीफ हो रही होती है तो चौड़ा हो रहा होता है। ये वो चीजें जो इंसान को बर्बाद करती हैं, दे आर मेजर सिंस। अल्लाह हमें इनसे महफूज फरमाए। क्या लास्ट मैसेज देंगे कोई?
सुभानअल्लाह सैयद साहब, द मेजर सिंस आर समथिंग टू बी टेकन सीरियसली, because today unfortunately it's not given its importance, so please educate ourselves, try to educate yourselves. Mashallah, watching Madani channel will also help in this regard. Madani Mudhakara of Amil Sunnat, many a time these topics come up and they speak about them in detail with ulama, Mufti al-Ikram alongside them, and their own experience and their own knowledge of the deen. So knowledge of this itself is very important, because when you have knowledge, then you have the weaponry in essence to protect yourself.
Subhanallah.
Farmaya Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne, man dakhal al-qabra bila zadin fa ka'annama rakib al-bahra bila safina. Farmaya ki jo qabr mein baghair zade rah ke dakhil ho gaya, yani ki saath mein kuch amal nek amal nahi lekar gaya, fa ka'annama rakib al-bahra bila safina, to ye aisa shakhs hai jo ki samundar mein dakhil hone ja raha hai without ship, without kishti ke. تو ہمیشہ ہمیں اپنے ساتھ اپنے نیک اعمال کی طرف توجہ دینی چاہیے, اور گناہ, اور اسپیشلی خاص طور پر گناہ کبیرہ سے بھی ضرور بچنا چاہیے.
To save yourself, save your family, save your future generation from the sins, try to connect yourself with Dawat Islami. Try to watch Madani channel, attend weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami, every day different programs on Madani channel, mashallah, they all try to save you from sins. Also is about the problems in our society and also the evil things in our society. So please try to watch Madani channel regularly, and also attend weekly gathering, weekend courses, and many more things in Dawat Islami. Join Dawat Islami to save yourself from sin and also your family. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.